Thanks very much. And I'm going to have to turn my back to you with the microphone, so apologies. I'm interested in something you said, Manpreet, about a degree of cynicism around the P5, which I think is shared by many, the link to the MPT rev cycle, the question, does it sort of come at certain times and go away again? And so that speaks to a conversation that's more sustained. At the same time, I kind of wanted to push you a little bit on this idea of the regional risk, because if we recognize issues of perceptions are driving perceptions of risk and responses to efforts to reduce risk, then it is going to have to be tailored to very specific situations. And therefore, I have a hard time seeing a global summit type arrangement of risk get us to helping how do bilateral relationships, how do dyads, such as in your region, how do sort of broader frameworks of a sort of Asia, South, East Asia interplay, how does that work? And that speaks to a set of interlocking discussions. It speaks to the P5, but it speaks to nuclear weapon states in general. I have a hard time seeing all nuclear possessor states having a useful, practical discussion. So how do we approach the region, given the toxicity around, or the sensitivity and the controversy around a regional discussion? And I wanted to sort of push you a little bit more on that, if it could. And then I was interested in something, and perhaps maybe either Benoit from a historical perspective or any of you, in the discussion of risk and perceptions comes issues as fundamental as relationships between key individuals, who I sense I trust, expectations of assumptions of a certain actors or government or administration's regime. And where we are currently in an environment is, I think, a topic that I don't think we're giving sufficient attention to, is domestic drivers of nuclear policies and doctrines, and whether you want to call it populism and nuclear policies and doctrines, but in all the questions we're, countries we're looking at, we're seeing drivers in populist movements. We're seeing, I don't want to make any statements about any country, but we are seeing certain turbulence in many of the domestic politics. And I think, how are we factoring that into risk and perceptions? Because it shapes, doesn't it, the perception of the other's continuity, the ability to have a discussion, the coherence of the decision-making structure, and how do we think about greater attention and factoring that into our questions about how we manage risk reduction? Thank you.